for Aska Drunken Dwarf! Right here on the Gentle Silverwing Show! I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And down here in the mailbag, I am Cheez-It Nibblebuns, and I'll be reading your questions to the Drunken Dwarf! Are you ready, Dwarf?
Yeah, well, I'm blind stinking drunk!
Then let's get to the first letter! Dear Drunken Dwarf,
yes,
if a one-legged duck swims in a circle, does a dyslexic cow say, Signed, Christy from Facebook.
Well, you know, I'm not qualified to answer animal-type questions. Let's bring out our animal expert, Sleeve Sherwin!
What? How was that guy still alive?
Hello, everyone. This is Sleeve Sherwin, animal expert. The subject of dyslexia in cows has been brought to my attention. I am very pleased to announce that cows do not suffer from dyslexia, for dyslexia is a reading disorder, not a speaking disorder. Rarely do you ever see a cow with a magazine or a good book. Take this cow right here. He's a healthy cow. He's a good cow. No, wait. It's not a cow at all. That's a rabid badger.
Wow!
Ooh.
Hey, how is that guy still alive?
Medic!
Deal with the devil, you say? Well, all right then. Next question!
Dear Drunken Dwarf, with all the talk of true spirits returning, what kind of animal would a dwarf bond with? Signed, Chatterella of the Antonia Mail Server!
That's a tough one. Suppose it would depend on the personality the person getting this true spirit thing. But, I think I'd have to go with, St. Bernard!
What, a St. Bernard?
Yes, it's St. Bernard!
But why a St. Bernard?
Well, they're loyal and trustworthy, big and strong, and they're tough, and I think they'd make a great companion!
Well, then they carry a keg of booze around their neck.
What? Booze?
Yeah, booze!
Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
Because you'd probably replace me in a minute with one.
Oh, I wouldn't do that to you, buddy.
You wouldn't?
You're my best friend!
Oh, you're my best friend too, Dwarf.
I'm still getting one of them St. Bernards.
Oh, okay then.
Imagine a mobile keg of booze! Next question!
Dear Cheez-It, hey, it's another one for me!
All right!
2 weeks in a row!
Want me to read this one, too?
Yeah, sure!
Okay, let's see here. Dear Cheez-It Nibblebuns, would you rather be locked in a room with starving trolls or pay the Drunken Dwarf's bar tab? Signed, Jim Brady from Facebook! Wait just 1 minute!
Trolls, that's an easy one!
What? You'd rather be locked in a room with starving trolls and pay my bar tab?
There's more of a chance of me getting away unscathed with the trolls.
Yeah, you got a point.
Next question!
Dear Drunken Dwarf, if you skin a bunch of Nagas in the Pillar of Flame, can you make a suit of Naga hide armor? Signed, Tan Six Fingers!
I guess by default they would have to be called Naga Hide, wouldn't they?
I think so.
Or Naga Skin, or
yeah, skin sounds
something
better.
Like that.
Either way, I bet the cows would appreciate it.
Oh, those poor dyslexic cows.
Oh, them running around going,
Well, that's all the time we have for Ask a Drunken Dwarf! Right here on the Gentle Silverwing Show! I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheez-It Nibblebuns, reminding you that you can ask your questions to the Drunken Dwarf by emailing... DrunkenDwarf!
Hey!
At Kithacore.org!
That's right! Or you can find all our social links at Kithacore.org/social! And now, back to Elkin Jenna and Jethro!